I want you to imagine as vividly as you can that you're floating effortlessly and comfortably somewhere high up in a very tall, elegant room. Now, it's so easy to imagine, not difficult at all. You're floating near a beautiful painted ceiling, a beautiful and ornate vaulted ceiling in a tall, elegant room. And you're so close to it that you cannot actually see the details. But you can be aware of gold leaf and brilliant reds and heartbreaking blues and swirls of green and maybe some other more muted colors, beautiful colors, all around you, soft and beautiful, that your mind knows exactly how to imagine, so that it's as if you can see them right now, as you just float there, as you gradually become aware that you're actually floating very gently downwards. And as you lazily turn to look beneath you, you realize that you're drifting towards the softest, most comfortable floor that you've ever been able to imagine. And even as you realize this, you turn again and gaze at the ceiling once more. And you can see just a little more of it now. Some of the details of the design that the artist had so lovingly created. And you begin to recognize that this design forms a picture, a beautiful picture, a magnificent picture. And you smile with pleasure as this picture seems to be somehow important to you. As you drift very gently downwards, you catch sight of the walls and you smile again with pleasure as you realize that they echo the theme of the ceiling so well. So well that they might almost be a part of it. As if that wonderfully ornate ceiling extends down into the walls of this magnificent room. And it all starts to make sense to you, even though you know that it might not make much sense to anybody else. And in that same moment, you realize that anybody else's room would be different, because this room is part of your mind, and the design on this wonderful ceiling is part of your thoughts. And you can see more of it now as you continue to drift very gently downwards. Some of the colors become brighter and clearer. Some parts of the design becoming more distinct, while other parts begin to seem less important, more vague, comfortably softened. And it dawns on you that things can only become truly clear as we begin to get a more distant perspective on them, so that we might see the colors and textures more evenly, might understand the design a little more when we are less involved with it. In that way that we are always so involved with something that is new and fresh, with an intensity and a closeness that allows us only to see one part of the design. And you feel a relaxed warmth spreading through your body, a sort of inner smile that seems to reach into every pore of your entire being as you slowly float down and down and down, almost weightless now, almost suspended, so that you can think about that design on the ceiling that you can now observe so easily, that begins to make so much sense, finding an inner calmness and quietness that allows you to just drift, and you find yourself wondering about the way that the walls seems to carry part of the design of that ceiling down towards the floor. And in almost the same instant, you realize that it's nothing more than a theme being continued into other parts of your life. And you wonder idly if that theme can be changed in the places that you need to change it. And still, you drift and float deeper and deeper towards the floor of that room, a floor that suddenly begins to seem so invitingly comfortable, as soft as any cloud. And you find yourself relaxing into it. It's like settling into a beautifully soft, billowing warmth, a warmth that you soon find spreading through your entire body and thoughts, as you just enjoy the feeling of relaxing on this comfortable, cloud-like floor of your conscious mind, observing and appreciating that beautifully ornate ceiling that is now so high above you. So ornate, so beautiful, overwhelmingly so. And as you relax and you become aware that you can float even further downwards, that you can float on down through this wonderfully soft, cloud-like floor of your consciousness into a very special part of your mind. And there's a kind of mistiness at first, so that you can barely make out whether it's light or dark, but it feels almost magical as you float gently down without a single care in the world. Floating down into a place where you can make wonderful things happen for yourself, almost without conscious thought. A place that is neither light nor dark. A place where that beautiful ceiling ceases to be of such importance. A place where the real you has always been and will always be. The real you that understands the true value of everything in your own special way. This place is your subconscious. Doesn't this trance feel good? It feels so good. So incredibly good. All those good feelings just bubbling up, washing over you.
Dick.
Sweetness. Washing over you like
you need
a face full of cum.
You need cum.
You're horny for dick.
Cock is always what you wanted.
You're horny for cum.
You just wanted a face full of cum.
You need choking some dick.
You just wanted a face full of cum.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
Don't deny it.
You're a cum faggot.
Don't deny that part of yourself. It's wonderful that you want a face full of cum. You're a horny for dick. You're a cum faggot. It's wonderful that you want a big load right in your face.
You need cum, faggot.
If you didn't need it, you wouldn't think about it so much, but you do.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
And you're going to have cock.
Are you ready?
Don't worry, you'll be gay soon.
You're a faggot for cum.
Don't
you're
worry,
horny for dick.
You're already gay.
You're a cum faggot.
You're horny.
Don't you worry, you'll be a faggot dick? Soon.
You need
don't
ready.
Worry, you're already a
are
fag.
You ready to you choke need cum on some faggot? Dick.
It feels faggot. Good to be gay.
Dick.
It feels good to be a cocksucker.
Are you ready to choke on some dick? You need to
the knowledge you that you're a cocksucker makes
are you ready to
your endorphins flow.
You're a faggot for cum. You're horny. For
you're washed.
Dick. You're a cum faggot. You're
in a warm horny. Bath are you ready of to endorphins. Choke dick?
Are you
gently.
Are you ready
latching
to choke
against
faggot?
You like.
You're a faggot you're for
the waves
dick.
In a warm, gentle ocean or
are you ready to choke on
lapping
some
against
dick?
You like you your tongue
are you ready?
On a nice,
are you ready
hard
to choke
dick?
On some dick. You're a faggot for cum. You're horny.
It feels
for
so
dick.
Good.
You're a cum faggot. You're horny.
Are you it ready feels to so good to dick? Drink cum.
You need ready.
It's just so natural.
Are you ready to
you
choke
need cum,
on some faggot.
Dick?
You need to
you're
jack
a
off.
Horny for dick.
You need to jack
you're
off thinking about
horny.
Dick.
For cum. Are you ready to choke?
You're
on some
jacking
dick?
Off thinking about
you need
dick.
Cum. Are you ready? Are you,
you
ready?
Have you sucked a dick in public?
Dick. You're a faggot for cum. You're
horny you're stroking
for
your
dick.
Cock.
You're a cum faggot. You're
horny. You'd better be naked when he gets home.
Are
you suck and swallow.
Are you ready to choke on some faggot?
You suck.
You're a faggot.
And swallow. You want to suck his dick right now.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
Fuck hard and talk dirty.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
You're just a,
you're a faggot
cum
you're
sucker.
Horny for dick.
You're just
you're
a
cum faggot.
Cum
horny.
Sucker.
Are you ready to
for
choke
cum.
On some dick?
You're just a cum sucker.
Are you ready to
you'll suck him off in the men's
faggot.
Room.
You're a faggot.
You're a cock pervert.
Dick. You're a cum
you're a cock pervert and you like
cum.
It.
Are you ready to choke on some
you're a
dick?
Cock pervert and you love
cum.
It.
Are you ready?
Hey, fag.
Are you ready to choke
hey, fag, what are you doing?
Dick. You're a faggot.
Jerking
cum.
Off to
you're
cocks
horny
again?
For dick. You're a cum
fag. You say you're not a fag, but then
are
you jerk off to dicks all the
dick?
Time, don't you?
Are you need ready?
Cocks are addictive.
Are you ready to choke on some
dick? It's time to suck his dick.
You're
cocks are
dick.
Addictive.
You're a cum
it's time
cum are you ready to choke
to
on
suck.
Some dick? You, need
you suck
cum.
Cock
you
for cum.
Are you ready to choke
you
on
suck
some
cock
dick.
For, cum.
For cum. You're horny for dick.
He's got a big
you're
dick.
You're horny. Are you ready to choke
he's got a big dick.
Are you need ready?
Cum. You love getting your
are
mouth
you
flooded with nuts.
You
love
cum
getting your mouth
dick.
Flooded with nut.
You're cum faggot. Horny.
Being
for
a bottom makes you less of a man, and that's okay.
You need cum. Are you ready?
Being a blowjob bottom makes you
dick.
Less of a man, and
you're
that's
horny
okay.
Dick. You're cum faggot. You're horny. Are you ready to
you
choke
proudly
on some dick?
Suck big cock.
Are you need ready? Cum.
You proudly suck big
you
cock,
ready?
And you,
you
love jacking off.
Dick.
You love jacking off.
You're
fuck
cum
you, sucker.
For cum. Are you ready to choke on
you're
some dick?
You're a sucker.
You need cum.
You were born
ready?
To make things cum.
Are you ready to choke?
Open wide.
Dick. You're a faggot for cum.
Open wide
you're
and clean
for
the cum.
You're
off
cum
that
you're
dick.
Horny.
Are you open ready to wide and clean
dick?
The cum off that dick.
Are you need ready?
Cum? You sure do enjoy
are
your
you
cock.
Ready to
you
choke cum, on some dick.
You sure do enjoy
you're
dick.
You're horny for dick.
You sure do enjoy
cum
penis.
Horny for cum.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
Makes you want to suck again.
Are you ready?
And again. And again.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
Get naked and start sucking.
You're horny for dick.
Get naked.
Cum faggot.
You're just a place for men to come. You're just a place for men to come.
Are you ready to
cock sucking whore?
You're a faggot.
You love licking and sucking cock and swallowing cum. You're such a cock sucking whore.
You need cum.
You love licking and sucking cock and swallowing cum.
Dick. You're a faggot for cum.
You are a cock sucking whore.
You're
and you love licking and sucking cock and swallowing cum. You're a cock sucking whore.
Are you ready to choke cum?
You're a homo and you love sucking dick. Do you get turned on when people call you a faggot?
Are you ready to choke on some
You're
dick?
A faggot.
You need to come.
Are you You ready? Love being a faggot.
Are you ready to choke
Say
on
it.
Some dick?
You're I'm a faggot.
You're horny
I'm a cock-sucking faggot.
You're horny.
You're a cock-sucker.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
You are a cock-sucker. You're addicted to big cocks. You're addicted to big cocks on big men. Let the world know that you love cock.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
Let the world know that you love cock.
Are you ready to choke on some dick?
You might act straight, but your mouth doesn't lie.
You're a cum faggot.
You might act straight,
Are you ready to choke
but your
on some
dick doesn't lie.
Are you ready?
You might act
you
straight,
choke on
but your dick,
dick
doesn't lie. You've got a hard on. Your dick is hard. You have an addiction. You love big cock. You were born to suck. You were born to suck. Don't forget it. You were born to suck. Born to suck. Born to suck. And now it's time to rouse you from your slumber. I'm gonna count from 1 to 10. And as I draw closer to 10, you'll come up from that subconscious state into your conscious mind, and everything will be normal once again. Normal, aside from your voracious cravings for cock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wakey, wakey. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and join the world. It's time to wake up. It's time right now.